Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Jim Bauman of EFP Power. We're at the Medical Design Manufacturing Conference in Philadelphia. So hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you.
So, EFB is the source for power for medical. Can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Sure. EFB Power is part of the power systems division of a company called Aerotech, and we specialize in battery systems solutions all the way from the design of the battery all the way up through the charger for critical environments like military and medical.
So not just medical, you also do military?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a good portion of our business is military, and because of the critical nature of those designs, medical was just kind of a natural move for us. So we've started looking at that industry, and we've already gained some customers, and so we're looking to grow in this area, and that's why we're at the show.
Excellent, excellent. Now, do you do military medical out of curiosity?
Actually, it's funny that you say that. There are certain projects that, of course, are classified and aren't going to be talked about, but they are military-grade devices that are medical devices. So things that they're going to want warfighters to have in the field that are actually medical devices that will help them when they're in battle. So those are interesting projects that cross over both.
Well, yeah, I would imagine that a soldier in the field and a dowager on outpatient care both have remote medical needs.
They do. And the designs that a lot of these companies are looking at for future products have to be easy to use, because they're looking for, you know, the warfighter to carry them, not just the medics. So if you're out in the field and let's say you have a situation where you have a guy down in the field and you're the one that's there to help him, you know, are you going to be capable of stopping the bleeding? All these different things. And they're looking at things like that and making that easy to use, but they have to be medical grade and they got to be military grade. So, you know, those are both, those industries can create a lot of hurdles in terms of qualifying and all that good stuff. So they really do kind of mirror each other in the sense that it's not just a commercial grade battery. If you're doing something for the military or the medical arena, you know, that power source has to work. There is no room, you know, for failure.
So. Exactly. Especially when it comes to military and medical.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, and well, when you think about the whole thing, I mean, once we have more portable trauma management equipment, that also will benefit paramedics in the field in urban areas and things of that nature.
It will. And, you know, one of the biggest reasons why medical companies, the device makers, are really looking for more portable solutions, you got to think about that baby boomer generation. They're the first generation of people that are getting up in years that still are active people, that want to be mobile. You know, they don't want to be stuck in a bed with a machine that has to work. They want to be able to carry it with them, and that means portable power, and that means you have to have the ability to swap out batteries and utilize that on the go. You know, people want to still go camping. They want to still go to the store. You know, right now I think we've got, 40 million people in this country that are above the age of, say, 60, 65, and by 2030 it's going to boom to over 70 million. So that generation, I think, is one of those things that's pushing the medical industry to make more and more portable devices. And so it's definitely an area that we're going to grow in.
That is an excellent observation, Jim. Is there anything else you wanted to leave our audience with before we closed out the episode?
No, I think that's good. We're enjoying the show. It's the first time we've been to MD&M East, and which is good for me because I'm based out of New York, and so I didn't have to go too far. But it's definitely a good show. There's a lot of good companies here, and we've made a lot of good connections. And we just hope that our reputation from our early on days of doing military will help us to forge new relationships inside of the medical device industry.
Excellent. And so what is the URL, the website? How do we find it?
Well, we can be found at efbpower.com.
That's pretty straightforward and simple, Jim. Thanks.
You got it. Thank you.
Oh, and I want to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We wouldn't be here without you. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.